Pianist Nicholas Angelik makes his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and conductor John Andrea Noseda. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham here. In 1878, Johannes Brahms traveled to Italy. While he wasn't overly impressed with the music he heard, he fell in love with the cathedral, sculpture, artwork, and especially the countryside. Spring was turning into summer, and he wrote to a friend saying, "You have no conception of how beautiful it is here." Still under the spell of the Italian climate, Brahms began sketching ideas for his second piano concerto when he returned to Austria. 3 years later, he finished his second concerto, 22 years after the first piano concerto. Joining the Pittsburgh Symphony at Heinz Hall, Nicholas Angelik. Nicholas has been playing the piano in concerts since the age of 7. Brahms' second concerto is known in the piano world as one of the most difficult. I spoke to Nicholas Angelik about the challenges backstage at Heinz Hall.
This is, of course, an extremely difficult concerto. It's a very special concerto, and it has, you know, Brahms had a lot of humor because I think he wrote to one of his friends that, you probably know this story, that he just finished a tiny, tiny piano concerto with a little scherzo, tiny, tiny scherzo.
The wisp of a scherzo.
Is that what he said? Yes. And he was, of course, it's such a joke because this is such a huge work, you know, the scale of what he's trying to do and what he's doing successfully, you know, as a structure. And it's very much a concerto, but at the same time, it's really a symphony with this kind of aspect of the interplay with the orchestra is very, very specific, very, very special. So it is a symphony with piano obligé, as one would say. At the same time, it's a very special work.
You get to hear the principal cello of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Ann Martindale Williams. She has a beautiful moment, and our principal horn has a wonderful moment.
These players are all, of course, on an individual level, so fantastic. And at the same time, there is a very specific sound of this orchestra, which is absolutely very personal, and they really know how to work with the sound and make something very special in the atmosphere and in the sound quality and basically just the way of making music, the way of listening to one another, and it's truly a unique experience, I think.
Pianist Nicholas Angelik, about to make his Heinz Hall debut with the second Brahms piano concerto, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Victor de Sabata guest conductor John Andrea Noseda. The concertos of the classical and romantic periods often consisted of just 3 movements, fast, slow, fast, but the Brahms second concerto is an exception. It opens with a horn call answered by sweeping arpeggios from the pianist. In the second movement, we have a scherzo, followed by a beautiful song from the solo cellist at the beginning of the third movement, and in the finale, a Hungarian gypsy rondo. Here is the second piano concerto by Johannes Brahms with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, pianist Nicholas Angelik, and conductor John Andrea Noseda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. The Brahms B-flat major piano concerto is Opus 83, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with pianist Nicholas Angelek and guest conductor John Andrea Noseda. Nicholas Angelek is making his Heinz Hall debut with this concert.
This is my first time, and it's very exciting to see such a fascinating orchestra, which has such a unique personality and sound and everything. It's really something special. And my father, who is an orchestra musician himself, he's a violinist, and he played for 45 years in the Cincinnati Symphony. He would have really appreciated to be here. He's unable to be here for, you know, it's difficult for him to travel now, but I'm sure that for him that would have been something very special. But I'll have a recording, so that will be nice.
I have to ask you about your dad a little bit more, since he had all that experience playing in the Cincinnati Symphony. Do you remember as a kid hearing him talk about playing in the orchestra, or what experiences did he have that were amazing and impressive to you?
Well, quite fascinating things, of course. I mean, having played all those years, he came to the orchestra when it was Max Rudolph who was conducting. And I think that they had he liked him very much. He liked Max Rudolph and thought he was a great person and musician, and just, you know, had a wonderful time in the orchestra and just stayed there and basically dedicated, I suppose, as one does, a very large portion of your life to playing in an orchestra and to making music together with this group of people. And and he had some very, very, of course, you know, told me about playing with Leonard Bernstein and playing with George Zell and playing with Kirill Kondrashin and playing with so many other people. And, you know, it's amazing stories and very, very meaningful.
Mom, is she a musician also?
Yes. She is a pianist, and she was my first teacher, and much more than that, she, over the years, gave me wonderful, wonderful insight into many, many things and musical experiences, and so I was very lucky to have two parents like that.
Pianist Nicholas Angelek at Heinz Hall for the first time to play music by Brahms with the Pittsburgh Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with John Andrea Noseda conducting the dramatic symphony by Hector Berlioz, his Romeo and Juliet, Opus 17. Then we heard the second piano concerto by Johannes Brahms with Nicholas Angelek. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll be back next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. In the meantime, write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light and the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. You can find a complete list of all the Pittsburgh Symphony concerts in this series at psoradio.org. For the Radio Guide and Light, write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio coordinating producer and digital production engineer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Script writing by Stephen Halinski. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is produced by WQED Pittsburgh, made possible with support from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and from the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.